From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Where our food comes from is more important to chefs, foodies, even soccer moms today than ever before. Is it locally sourced, organic, free range? Grocers like Walmart know more shoppers are scrutinizing labels. Blockchain technology is its investment in the future of tracking. But as Ann Kenda of Arkansas Public Media reports, comparatively tiny operations like the Grassroots Farmers Cooperative in Clinton, they stand to benefit even more.
It's 5 degrees below zero at the cold storage facility in Clinton. Grassroots Farmers Cooperative General Manager Cody Hopkins shows a QR code on a package of chicken.
So you scan that, it takes you to a URL that shows you the day those chickens left that farm.
The QR code accesses the blockchain, a shared digital ledger created from blocks of information that in turn form a chain. In this case, the chain shows where the chickens were raised, when they were transported, and where they were processed. All the information about every stop a chicken makes can be scanned with a smartphone.
Now, right now, we're using a QR code here and this tiny URL. You know, we hope in the future, maybe in the next year or so, we'll work in an NFC chip, which would allow someone with, you know, the new smartphones have these capabilities where you can just touch your phone to the package and it'll pop up.
Grassroots works with 15 farmers who focus on sustainable practices. Hopkins says he believes they may be the first to use blockchain for total transparency about their small batch meat and compared it with food labels that may not even give a country of origin. Patrick Moorhead, with Chicago-based data gatherer Label Insight, says his company's research has shown that the majority of consumers are looking for more and better information from food labels.
They're searching for how to make healthy choices and also how to avoid things that are incompatible with their own health, whether that's don't fit into my diet or could potentially harm me because I'm intolerant to a certain ingredient.
IBM announces the digital identity network on blockchain.
In addition to nutrition, blockchain technology is also being tested for its uses in food safety. In August, IBM announced a collaboration with 10 major food retailers, including Arkansas-based Walmart and Tyson, to test blockchain to see whether it can quickly track the source of food illness. Bridget McDermott is Vice President for Blockchain Business Development for IBM.
The more that you have total transparency, total visibility into everywhere that every piece of food has gone, the better able you are to very quickly understand what the source of a problem is.
Walmart VP for Food Safety Frank Yannis recently challenged his staff to trace a package of sliced mangoes that he grabbed from a store shelf back to its origin, using a digitized food traceability system considered one of the best. They did so in 6 days, 18 hours, and 26 minutes. It was then blockchain's turn.
We did a test to see how long it would take us to trace those sliced mangoes back to the farm, and by putting a specific batch code into the blockchain, we were able to trace those mangoes back to the farm in 2.2 seconds.
Proponents say blockchain is still in its early days and likened it to what the internet was 20 years ago. On his farm in Leslie, Cody calls out to the turkeys and they call back.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
They love the attention.
Oh, they do, yeah. Yep. They definitely have a face for radio.
The turkeys will be next to be blockchained in time for Thanksgiving. Cody laughs off the suggestion that the local farmers cooperative are tech pioneers and says they just want a way to be fully transparent.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
At the Falling Sky Farm in Leslie, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.